some of my most vivid and impressionable memories of being in, fortunate enough to live in a rural environment, was riding a pony. And I had this little 12-2 bay mare who was the most brilliant pony imaginable. I didn't appreciate, I don't think, when I was 10, 11, riding that pony, how brilliant she was. And we regularly on Saturdays took a packed lunch and just set off. I remember the riding hat that I used to wear, always had to wear the riding hat, and I think that was about the only restriction that was placed on my activity with this pony. That was brown velvet, and it faded away to a greeny fawn colour eventually. You wouldn't wear them these days because it became so battered and tatty that, you know, it wouldn't comply with health and safety anymore. And we'd set off and ride through woods, and one of our favourite rides was to go through Warncliffe Wood, and you'd have to duck to avoid the trees and to avoid being swept off. And we used to find how many ways you could flatten yourself on a pony to avoid getting knocked off, especially when you had to go under the railway line, and it was the main Sheffield-Manchester railway line, and it only had a very low tunnel. You had to flatten yourself on the pony to get underneath. And the smell of the oil and the grime, railway sooty grime, because I would imagine that lots of steam trains had gone along that track. There were steam trains. I travelled to Wales on steam trains regularly to see my gran. So that was a daredevil thing, you know, going under there. And then we'd go up onto Warncliffe Crag and ride along the edge of the crags. You know, if I saw kids doing it these days, it'd be hard to be in my mouth. And galloping along there, and the feel of the wind in your hair, and the smell of sweaty pony, and such great freedom and great fun. And that became a lifelong hobby, really, riding, and of course being brought up in the outdoors, it's always been my place.